This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that was on my show back in April of this year. We're talking about no other than Route 1 Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ROIUF. And if you're up there in Toronto, you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol ROI. And with us today is the director and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Tony Bazzeri. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be here, F.
You know, a lot has been announced over the last couple of days. And what I want to do is let's get started with the award for the 4,000 MobiKey subscriptions. My first question, I guess, is who's the deal with and is it a new client?
Sure. The client is a component of DOD. For confidentiality reasons, we don't disclose the particular group. It is a new client, so it's not past DOD client. It's a newer group within that, so we're pretty excited about dealing with them, and we hope to have a much bigger footprint with them in the not-too-distant future.
And what was the driver? Is it because of COVID and the people are wanting to work from home now?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about this in the news release. The relationship with this group actually started before February of 2020. So it's great that COVID has been a driver to assist in people wanting to buy more MobiKeys. But in this particular case, it goes to the core functionality of the technology and the mobility aspect of it and just the use case that they're looking to use it for. So I love talking about the fact that we're a major reason that we're able to have people working from home and being a little safer working from there. But in this particular case, this component of the DOD, it was not a COVID-driven initiative.
You know, with the award of 4,000 MobiKey subscriptions, what does this mean for Route 1 financially?
Yeah, the contract on an annual basis is, in U.S. dollars, about $1.55 million. It is a one-year subscription, but it has 3 one-year extensions that go with it. And as you asked up front or alluded to, it's for initially 4,000 users. They also have the ability to add in increments of 1,000 users at basically the same price point per user that the first 4,000 were procured at. I'd like to say, like, fundamentally, when we turn back the clock, the February of this year, we were doing in Canadian dollars around $400,000 a month in MobiKey subscription revenue. If we look where we are today and we look at the next 30 days or next month, we're now running at about $740,000 a month in MobiKey subscription revenue. So we've jumped a little more than 80%. It has a material impact on us or for us. Because as you'll remember, we talked about this before, subscription based revenue has no direct cost against that, except for our commission that we pay our business development officer. So this is going to have a material gross profit as well as EBITDA impact for our company.
And did you mention how long the contract is for yet?
Yeah, excuse me. It's 1 year with 3 one-year options associated with it.
Anything else we should know about this contract?
I think what I want to reiterate, some of these initial deals take a little longer simply because you're putting in place the primary contract. The growth for this particular client doesn't need to go back out the bid. As a result of this award, they're able to leverage this contract vehicle in increments of 1,000. So we're pretty excited about that. The group that obviously we sold this to is a lot bigger than 4,000 users. And we hope over the coming months and quarters that it grows quite a bit.
Now, when you say the DOD, are you talking about the Department of Defense?
Yes, I am, sir.
Wow, very impressive. Let me ask you this. You had a very good quarter. I think the quarter that just came out was $7 million. Your gross profits were $2.8 million. EBITDA was $556,000. Now, all of this is in Canadian dollars. A couple of questions for you. One, for the balance of the business, that does not include the MobiKey, your secure work from home technology, how did it perform in a COVID world?
I like how you phrase that. You know, I think there's a couple points to take away from this. in the video aspect of our business model, or where we're working in communities to provide license plate recognition technology. For sure, COVID had an impact, and I'll mention a community that's been in the media just far too much of late, and that's Seattle, Washington. That particular project has been delayed as a result of COVID as well as some of the social unrest. And so what's the impact in COVID in the quarter? Simply put, is some of the revenue and GP associated with license plate recognition technology projects hasn't been lost, but it's been moved to the right, as we like to say, or moved into the third quarter. So that's one. Two, from a rugged device sales perspective, we're now starting to see the economy work at a level that would be more consistent with early Q1 before COVID. And so in Q2, unfortunately, there was a couple softer months that were related to plants and manufacturers not operating, being shut down. So did have some impact on that side of the business. And as we've documented very clearly here, MobiKey has done quite well as a result of the requirements for employees to work from home and in support of dealing with the safe environment as a result of COVID.
Tony, if I do the math correctly, and if I add your new award to your actual second quarter numbers, your revenues and your gross profits for the quarter, and that, again, being in Canadian dollars, would have been approximately $7.5 million and $3.3 million on the profit part. Is that correct?
Yes, it would have been. And let me expand upon that. So I think what you're doing here is taking our reported revenue and gross profit and adding in that contract award of $1.5 million US and just kind of put it in there for 3 months or for a quarter. I think the other part I can't stress enough is that if I advance that line of thought, we would have had a similar improvement to EBITDA. And if we assume a commission rate of roughly 10%, what that ultimately means is a performa, as like the financial jocks like to say, we would have a performa EBITDA for the second quarter of a little more than $1 million. And that's a big change if we think back to Q2 2019 when we delivered 200,000 of EBITDA. We've had an acquisition, we've had a number of big contract wins, but we've had pretty fantastic growth along all three metrics, I would argue, revenue, GP, as well as EBITDA. And therefore, we're really, look, I'm not trying to make a forward-looking statement here, but the math is pretty obvious of what you can do. I look forward to delivering a Q3 that reflects this, or thereabouts, or a little bit more. And then as we move forward, each quarter is growing on that. So we're very excited about we call it the new floor of our base of business that we're at.
Again, going back to my strong math roots, again, it looks like you got a run rate of around $28 to $30 million. And I say that to say this, your market cap's only around $15.6 to $16 million, and your stock price is 49 cents. For me, and this is my personal opinion, your company is grossly undervalued. I want to give you the last words.
Look, what we can do is continue to land new contracts that are highly accretive or profitable for us, do smart acquisitions that grow client relations, bring in high quality talent, and effectively just build the business model out. You know, Everett, we're living in a world where our communities are quickly changing for a whole host of reasons we lived through in 2020. We think Route One, our data security capabilities, make a lot of sense, and we're looking forward to being an active participant, building secure, smart communities that doesn't just have to be cities. It can be rural locations too. And we think the returns for our shareholders should come along here as we play out this business model. Appreciate your time today. Thank you.
For my listeners, if you're looking for a great technology company, look no further than Route One. Again, my personal opinion, grossly undervalued here. I brought you a lot of winners over the years. This company is a winner. You should pick some up. Tony, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I'm a big fan of what you're doing out there. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Will do. Thanks, Seth.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.